Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Aldo.
What up, y'all? This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. Is the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, episode 61. You know what I'm saying? We got the content, Psycho MC motherfucking 8. Got a special co-host tonight. You know him. He's been on about, let's see, 58, 59 of these shows. Mac motherfucking J. What's up,
brother? What up with it, Prez? UGS for life, baby.
UGS for motherfucking life, man. Six should be in the building pretty soon. Right now we're waiting on the Compton Psycho, man. Maybe he didn't get enough snaps for the Petro, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully Old Dog will come through with that gas money, and we'll hear from him soon, man. It's fucking, if you
another legend.
Me and you grew up in the same era. If you grew up in our era, man, you couldn't help but to hear MC8 and Compton's Most Wanted.
Oh yeah,
this shit was that. I mean, way before Menace of Society. A lot of motherfuckers got up on him during Menace of Society days. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, when he was on the Boys in the Hood soundtrack. Before that, it's a Compton thing. When he had a white rapper in the group. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
They had a white
and he was on a lot of different labels and shit, too.
Yeah.
Throughout the years and shit. He been around for a minute, man.
Who banging? He was down Mac-10, who banging for a minute. You know, I really would have liked to have seen him on Ruthless Records. I thought that would have been a good... good spot for him to go, man. But man, he's got a hell of an EP out right now, man. Keep It Hood. The shit's solid all the way through, man. And if you like that old school MC8 shit, man, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's got that updated sound, but there's no swagged shit on there at all. He stayed true to his roots, and I respect when an artist gives his fans, you know what I'm saying, what they should get, what he thinks they should get, versus trying to get other fans onto his music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
plus, I always liked the shit he did with Spice One, too, but you already know I'm a big Spice One cat anyway, but anybody that Spice One fucked with, I pretty much always gravitated to him anyway, because, I used to love the shit out of Spice shit when they, you know, like you said, Prez, we come from that era when they was prevalent, and it wasn't none of that swaggy shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have to be gangster to listen to that shit anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers knew who the gangsters was, but everybody could relate to that gangster shit back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Some way or another.
Yeah, no matter what you did, man. Even them fools that just occasionally, you know, dabbled, you know what I'm saying, in that lifestyle. Sometimes, man, you might have dabbled in it the wrong day and saw some real crazy fucking shit. And I was no full-time gangster. I didn't walk out my fucking door and see all kinds of shit. I had to walk a few blocks over and see motherfuckers tagging and shit. And then I had to go a few more blocks over and see motherfuckers doing all kinds
stabbing
of crazy shit. Stabbing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Went from tagging to stabbing. Then it went to shooting. Then you get on the L train, you end up in some other neighborhood, you don't know where the fuck you're at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't even know what set is in the area, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a fortunate thing that I'm still here today. I'm about to see 35 in another month, know what I'm saying? March. All you March motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying? Stand the fuck up.
And let's march.
Yeah, man. Fucking, I was born day before St. Patty's Day, man.
See, I was about to say, I wish you was here this weekend, prayers. They got Mardi Gras going on, man. It's going to be some crazy shit. I need the camcorder out. And
they got Mardi Gras in St. Louis,
for this shit. Yeah, this is like the second biggest one besides New Orleans. So if y'all can't make it to New Orleans, come to St. Louis because they party like a motherfucker.
Yeah, St. Louis, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? I love that CO song, Beat the Pussy Up, where it's like, you know what I'm saying? I put an arch in her back like she from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I'm going to have to steal that one and do that shit probably this weekend, Saturday.
Yeah.
So for you listeners, come on down if you're in the area. They partying like a motherfucker this weekend. It's supposed to be nice outside, too.
I can't believe we're at episode 69, man. If I swear to God and everything, any of you radio jocks out there, you know what I'm saying, except you dudes that's been doing this for fucking 20 years straight, we started this show back in 03. We ended it in 05. We just brought it back in 2012. And since 2012, man, this is our 61st show. Look at our fucking archive, UGSforLife.com. We go back to Grandmaster Cass. We go to Dub C. We go to damn near every member of 3-6 Mafia, every member of fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony. We had a reunion show with the entire Poison Clan. You know what I'm saying?
And SPC. Shit.
We had Gangsta Nip, JT Money, and Gangsta Pat talking at the same fucking time. And then episode 10, we had the real Rick Ross, not that dude over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On that police shit. We didn't have him. I'm talking about the real Freeway Ricky. We had fucking OG Suicide. We had fucking, who else we had? We had Fraser Boy Academy Award winner. We had JT Money. We had K Reno. We had fucking RBX. All
Gangsta
the
Pat.
Same show. Gangsta
all
Pat.
All kind of motherfuckers.
T-Rock from Hypnotized Minds. You know what I'm saying? All at the set. That was episode 50. So when we get to 100, hopefully we're going to have a bunch of people. But, hey, I think we got a call, man. Hopefully this is our guest. I think it is, man. This got to be the Compton Psycho. Is this 8?
What's cracking?
Man, this is him. This is him, man. How you doing, my brother?
Shit, just chilling in the middle of recording, so shit, I just figured I'd call up right quick, get it cracking.
That's what it is, man. This is a dude steadily recorded, man. You've been doing this shit for years, man. What gives you the motivation and drive to keep doing this shit?
Shit, I want to hear good music, shit. That's why I keep, you know, niggas tell me they want to hear good music, you know, fans, people, you know, that buy records or are familiar with MCA, Compton's Most Wanted, whatever. So when people say they want to hear good music and they want to hear me still record, so that's what keep me going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. You know, let's talk about the new EP for a minute there. I heard it. I didn't hear nothing whack on there. Everything's solid. Just straight to the point, man. What kind of reviews have you been getting from the EP so far?
The EP been getting good reviews, man. I mean, surprisingly, you know, seeing with all the type of music that's been going around, generating whatever, you know, I've been getting reviews that it's like refreshing to the ear, you know, with some of that pure, authentic West Coast, you know, hip-hop flavor. You know, it's none of that to where, you know, I'm trying to be trendy or mimic whatever is going on or what's popular right now. Just
right.
Some of that good down-home West Coast music. So the reviews have been good. You know, all the fans have been accepting it. You know, I haven't got a bad review I've seen yet, you know. You're going to have a few haters that just hate on the aspect of a nigga putting out some music. But other than that, you know, everything's been positive.
That's
seeing
good.
That it ain't on the scale of, you know, major corporation, big push, or what you selling, or whatever label you associated with, just the fact that we doing it on our own over here, Blue Stamp Music, me and DJ Premier, you know, is doing good.
Yeah, because hey, I was just about to ask you that. Was this the work that you've been doing with Premier?
Yeah, this is some of the work I've been doing with Premier, you know. This is not the official project, you know. We working on an album called Which Way Is West, so in the meantime, because Premier has been so busy doing stuff, and then I've been busy doing other stuff, and we didn't want to delay the project. We knew it was going to be on a little more hold to the end of the year. We figured let's take some of the songs that we've been working with, you know, and just, you know, break them down, because we got so much material for like 2 albums. So we decided to throw out this EP just to keep the fans tied over until we finish up the album. So Premier mixed all the songs. He scratched on them. My man Brink Sinatra did the production. But on the album, Premier's doing like 4 or 5 cuts, you know. So he's in the mix of mixing the album down right now.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we got all the cuts on the board right now. If you could pick one for the fans that you want them to hear, which one would it be?
I'd probably pick Make Me Some More is a little popular right now. A lot of people kind of feeling Make Me Some More, so I'll bump that one.
Definitely, definitely. Intro for it for me, homie.
Man, right here off the brand new EP, Keep It Hood, banging official, Make Me Some More, Jill.
GS for life.
Compton official. I'm trying to make it bang like an 8K. So I spin a couple heads like a DJ. Spin a record, make it sound so easy. Hey, 8 keeping hood on GP. Say, gang of niggas talking like it's brand new. West Coast be the brand, nigga, who are you? And nigga, I ain't beefing with your punchlines. Whack niggas repping the West, we best stars fine. And that's fine by me if we got to draw some back out slowly. You in the midst of Compton's most wanted, my friend. Couple hood rat hoes, niggas fresh out the pen. And then, what's left is the real West. Best get it right, ain't no fucking contest. Any episode you want it, turn the page. We even ready for it live on stage. Rough and tough like my homegirl Rage. Any one of you whack clowns, nigga, fuck the age. One by one, watch all them fall. It's time to real West, so fuck all y'all. Yeah.
Another day, another dollar, it's about getting money. As I get lucky on the track.
And that's the sound that the homies hear.
And I'm letting you know, no.
We bust shots, so stay clear.
Damn right.
Captain, blue stamp, nigga, all year.
Word. Haven't you heard?
My mind made up, I'ma keep it real street. My pants real low, hand next to the heat. Hood rat in the front seat, roll up the hash. Get a nigga real high so the car go fast. Smash through the hub on slow-mo. What you looking at? Niggas let us know. Nowadays, these niggas can't get it right. Anyways, kill it, nigga, before we take fly. Out of sight, you niggas out of your mind. Sound scans, nigga, just can't find. Check the history, the underground stats. It's real from day one, nigga, and that's that. And on that, we ain't scared of your dope fiends. This brand new cool nigga in your dreams. 8 Compton, set the record straight. I shut a nigga down, so let me demonstrate. I heard a nigga say 8 gotta bring it back. That one time gaffle, a Cadillac. Another victim, I'm in jack mode. And you can get the duck sit, fuck a dress code. Or maybe let the guns go explode. Or nigga struggling, so cold. Shit a story told, until the money fold. I'm in the hood with the work till it's all sold.
Another day, another dollar, it's about getting money. As
I get funky on the track.
And that's the sound that the homies hear.
And I'm letting you know.
With us in shock, so nigga, stay clear.
Damn right.
Captain Blue Stamp, nigga, all year.
Word.
Haven't you heard? Frank Sinatra on the beat.
Oh yeah.
Blue Stamp official. Your nigga ain't in the building. Most wanted, nigga. Yeah. You hear that? I'ma make me some more hood shit, nigga. Keep it going. Clap. Clap.
What the fuck I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Mac J's coming back on. Man,
yeah, that shit slap
like
right
refreshing,
there.
Refreshing, man. That's what the fuck the game needs right now, man. Thank you, 8. I appreciate that, man. That's some good music right there, man.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah, man, just trying to drop some good music, man. That's about
that's
it.
That's that riding shit. You just getting
yeah,
ride.
Just some,
you know,
just some nice riding shit. Some shit you can play in your stereo and don't be embarrassed to bump real loud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, man, you have a real huge body of work. Man, what are some of your most memorable times?
Man, shit, I done did some about and worked with some about everybody, man. So, you know, I've been, you know, Scarface and Bushwick used to come hang out at my crib when I used to record. You know, that was some memorable shit. Being on tour with, like, Easy and that was memorable shit. You know, hanging out with Pac, doing tours with Pac, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just,
wow.
You know, a lot of shit, you know. I used to do a lot of concerts in Chicago, you know. I used to talk to Larry Hoover, you know. That was memorable because I used to do a lot of stuff in Chicago as far as concerts and stuff. So I used to talk to him about just normal stuff, you know, just being accepted, you know, just people knowing how down I was and my music was reaching a lot of people. So from being on tour with Pac to talking to Larry and just a lot of stuff, man, just a lot of stuff is just rememberable over my career. You know, hanging out with Method Man and Wu-Tang on the set of the Can It Be All So Simple video and just a lot of stuff that, you know, Menace to Society and working with Cube and Snoop and just, you know, artists all over across the board, man, you know. So being able to do that and still maintain, you know, what I do as far as an artist, you know, and my type of music, man, it's been a hell of a ride.
DFC, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely mean, everything. I mean, you know, you name it, Spice One, Brother Lynch, huh? Red Man, Cypress Hill, Eric Sermon, you know. You name it, I done worked with them. So it's just a privilege to be one of them artists that a lot of niggas accept in the business and who want to work with to being in the new school, working with Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? It just shows the longevity of hip-hop and the work I've been doing and trying to put down for what I represent as far as music from Compton and the West Coast, that Southern California sound, period.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, what's it like being from the West Coast and working with somebody like DJ Premier that's out east, you know what I'm saying, and known for a more of an East Coast hip-hop flavor? Like, you one of the guys, you one of the legends and one of the pioneers from the West Coast. So what's it like working with one of them guys now in this day and age?
Well, first of all, I feel you got to have, you know, friendships, first of all, to be able to be in this game so long and to be able to work with cats like Premier or whatever, you know, because they such high demand still. But, you know, me and Premier been knowing each other since our careers first started, his and mine. So we've had that friendship over the last couple of decades just to be friends and cool and kick it like that. So knowing each other's styles and each other's flavors is easier for us to work on as far as putting a record together or business aspect, because he know my flavor and I know his. He can send me a beat and I know what he expects from it, just like he'll send me a beat and he knows what he's going to get on it. So it's good to have that familiarship, you know, friendship with somebody first, but then somebody who respect the music you do. You know, him coming from the East Coast, you know, and me coming from the West Coast, you know, people think that it's like a odd combination, but look what happened with Cube with his first record, America's Most Wanted. You
classic,
know?
Yeah.
Classic, and it was done by the Bomb Squad and all that, so it just depends on if a person knows your shit. If they know you and they can read into you and they respect you as an artist, then the flavor is just going to go together real good.
Yeah, because we pretty much all universal anyway when it all boils down to it, you know what I'm saying?
That's
no matter
it.
Where the
I
fuck
mean,
a motherfucker from, we
it
all
it don't matter where
shit.
You from. If that's what I tell niggas. If it's good, it's good. It don't matter where you from. So we don't have restriction to boundaries or territories when it comes to music. If it's from the east, down south, up north, over here on the west, if it's good, it's going to get listened to and it's going to get heard.
Yeah, that's real shit. I'm gonna name a couple names of some of the guests we've had on the show, and I just want to get your thoughts on a few of these guys. First one, this legendary DJ Ready Red.
Oh yeah, legendary.
Yeah. Grandmaster Caz.
Legendary, pioneer. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on. I listened to East Coast hip hop when I first got started. So when you mentioning names like that, you talking about pioneers before me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm able to rap right now because I listen to those cats.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. What about this guy Goldie from the Dangerous Crew?
Oh, that's again. Another cat that's paved, you know, been a pioneer to the music scene. You know what I'm saying? Cats like that was way back in the days when I was first getting started. So that's who I looked up and listened to as far as when hip-hop was concerned because we didn't have too much. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I got it. Now, if you were on, I think you were on Mecola Records at first, weren't you?
I was on Techno Hop Records.
Techno Hop.
Techno okay. Hop Records was owned by Unknown, DJ Unknown.
Okay, and that was before you put out as a Compton thing.
That's before my first single was "This Is Compton," and that was on Techno Hop. And then from there, you know, because that's what a lot of people don't know. That's how you used to get off back then. You didn't get whole albums. You got 12-inch deals. So a lot of cats put out 12-inches. So you put out an A side and a B side. So I put out "This Is Compton," and on the other side I had a song called "Give It Up." And then from there we got signed directly to Capitol, and we put out "It's a Compton Thing," as Compton's Most Wanted.
Yeah, I remember that. I was young, a little younger, but I remember when that came out because one of my older cousins, that he used to stay pumping that shit, boy.
Yeah, that was our first record. My first single, which was "One Time Gaffled Them Up." You know, it was the high police, you know, jacking and police harassment and racial profiling and all that. So our first single was "One Time Gaffled Them Up." And then, you know, that's how Compton's Most Wanted was born. And then I was able to transition over into the MCA thing. And, you know, so it's just been a long ride, man. But like I said, I grew up off them cats. You know, I listened to a lot of East Coast music, Treacherous 3 and Sparky D. And I listened to, you know, the early Kool Moe Dee stuff. And, I mean, you couldn't help but to listen to that because that's where all the hip-hop was coming from, you know, Survival and Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. And, I mean, that's what I grew up on, you know.
Well, here's one.
Is that kind of what influenced you to get into it, though? Like, hearing, like, being that, you know, the East Coast cats had the records out first.
When I first heard Rakim, that's what made me want to start rapping. I mean, I liked it. My first rap record I heard was Sucker MCs by Run DMC. That's the first time I ever heard a rap record. I heard Sucker MCs by Run DMC, and then I heard Treacherous 3. Then I heard Sparky D. Then I heard Schoolie D, you know, PSK and all that. So that's when I really started getting into rap. And then once it came to our side, and then we had Mixmaster Spade and Toddy T. They didn't have record deals, but they used to make shit and put it on TDK tapes.
Yeah.
So they used to sell tapes through the neighborhood, $20. And they had songs like before Toddy got signed with the Bataram, he had the Bataram on the TDK. They had a song called Clucks Come Out at Night and Gangsta Boogie and all these cuts. So that's when we got familiarized with West Coast music and the police and the gangs and the Bataram and all that. So from there, our sound started growing. Then we got Eazy-E, and then we got, you know, N.W.A., and the rest is history.
Yeah, what a hell of a tree, man. Just, I mean, you guys just all branched out and started creating your own legacies all over the world.
Compton
is fucking legendary, though, man.
Yeah, it all started within that. That, because, you know, that's where it all started with the Wrecking Crew and DJ Unknown and Egyptian Lover and the LA Dream Team. That's basically where Mecola started, because Mecola used to distribute these records. So
even the Two Live Crew, yeah.
That's how that got popular, because you had Egyptian Lover, and he had songs like Egypt and My Beat Goes Boom. Then LA Dream Team had Rockberry, and Wrecking Crew had, you know, Turn Off the Lights, and Unknown DJ, he had a label called Techno Hop, and that produced the first Ice-T records, Dog in the Wax, You Don't Quit, Six in the Morning, and then they had Dezo Daz, and then they had King T's first records, Payback as a Mother, and The Coolest, and all these records started from these independent West Coast labels. Then from there, Easy came with Boys in the Hood, fresh off Macola, and that's what started our whole little West Coast sound to where we are today.
Wow. That's history for y'all. If y'all listening right now, that's some history coming straight from MC8, man.
And yeah. I want to say this, too. You know, the West Coast is also had a big part in playing, the South, because Mr. Mix is from the West Coast. We had
right.
him on the show, too. He
Mr.
Went down
Mix
south
went down to Houston. You dang right. Mr. Mix started, and they had all the bass, because we was heavy on that, too. A lot of people don't know, but L.A. was heavy on the bass 808 records. We were heavy on that sound. That
was
the sound we had before we broke into the, if you want to say, gangster rap era. But that was our era. Our era was techno music and 808 beat records. That's what we were heavy on in the late 70s, early 80s.
So it was in Chicago, too.
Right. You know, we were heavy. New York had the rap niggas. You know, they was the real, you know, that's why you got to say that's where it came from, because they was the rap niggas. But we was on that, you know, that Mr. Mix, beats, 808s, drum kicks, you know, that type of shit. Pac Jam and the Johnson Crew type of music. That's what we listened to. Electric Kingdom and shit like that. That's what we were heavy on over here in L.A.
Yeah, definitely. That's history, man. For those of you listening, you know, call in 714-409-0548. Let's take this 815. What's up, 815?
What's going on, Prayer? Shout out, Prayer. Shout out, Mac J. This is Time Man. And first off, MC8, bro, it's a pleasure and it's an honor, and I say that because we come strapped. 1994 is when I was coming into who I am today, and to this very day I still bang that we come strapped.
Oh yeah,
that you made
good
that
luck.
You made in 1994, and it's and I may be wrong, but I have yet to hear a lot of these new jacks that come from the West Coast, and they don't mention MC8 and the East Bay Gangsta Spice One when they speak on who paved the way for the West. You understand me? Because as far as gangsta rap, right along with NWA, the damn name MC8 and Spice One belong with it. Mac Maul, and you know what I'm talking about?
Right,
real West Coast, uncommercialized, not crossing over real ass music. And when I say we fucked with you in my hood so hard, I'ma tell this story and I'ma end mine. I was 15, turning 16 years old in 94, and I was hanging with older guys. We was in Aurora, Illinois, in an old school box Chevy. We come strapped in the deck. We runs in the liquor store and leave the car running. While we did that, I have no idea. By the time we come back outside, there's some Mexicans in the car. So we get ready to run up to the car, and they pull out the guns and they start dumping on us. We run back in the liquor store, and the only thing that my nigga had to say out of his mouth was, "Damn." I'm like, "What's up?" "Them motherfuckers got my MC8 tape." Car, he wasn't mad that we just got shot at. None of that shit.
He said, "All he thinking about is we come strapped. Like, we don't even get the bump no more, for sure.
Yeah,
we don't even
get
the bump
this shit.
Good looking, my
man.
Good
great
looking.
Story.
For sure.
All day long.
Glad y'all alive, man. For real.
Good looking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks
sir.
For calling in, man. That's a hell of a story, man. I imagine you hear shit, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of stories.
Oh, yeah, you always hear stories like that. Cats be like, we was on missions, or when I went to the pen, I used to listen to you. You got me through when I was in the pen. And, you know, that was my man Pac saying when he was in jail, all he used to listen to was music to drive by. So, you know, I had one of those, you know, CMW always produced that type of music, you know. We want to reach the masses of cats that's going through the struggles in life, you know. To each his own with cats who brag on the Lamborghinis and how much money they got and, you know, what they about. But we represent the real, and we represent the cats still stuck in the struggle. So that's why our music is always geared towards simplicity and just trying to make you feel good whether you're in the hood or not. So we don't mainly speak on money and chains and what we did in the club last night because we don't like to alienate fans or true niggas who might be listening to the music.
Right, that's
we
real
want
shit
everybody
right there,
to
man.
Feel a part of this movement we got or whatever this music thing that we got going on, you know. When you get to step into the arena of braggadocious shit and what I got, then you kind of alienate your fan base because then you basically telling a lot of these cats out here, I'm rich off of you buying my shit. Look what I got. You'll never have it, but let's party. And that's kind of stupid because
yeah, I agree with you.
I don't want to hear, if I go pay my $10 for a record, I don't want to hear every song a nigga talking about how much money he got. Because after a while, I'm going to be like, damn, I'm contributing to that.
Yeah. But,
and it ain't benefiting me in no way. At least if I'm going to spend my hard-earned $10 on somebody's record, they not making me feel like a damn fool for spending my money on it. Because, nigga, you got enough, according to you.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
We make music for the real and the strugglers and the people who just want to hear good music and that just want some feel good music to listen to and not feel that they gotta fit into a certain type of criteria to feel good about playing this music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I always tell people. We're for the have-nots. You know what I'm saying?
There you
it's
go.
Us against them. Pretty much. And even if you got, you could still have the same type of mentality as a have not.
Of course. I mean, you ain't got to have the same mentality that if you worth $100 million, you want to still be hanging on the corner with a couple of niggas. But it's to a certain extent to where, you know, a person, right, you know, you still feel what a nigga going through and you still feel his struggle. And then you want to make music that he's going to be feeling good about going to spend money on. I mean, because let's face it, if you got $100 million, there's certain things you can't do, but it's certain things that you can't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't go back to the hood with $100 million and think cats going to still be on your level when you walking around bragging about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different thing to be sitting on $100 million and still trying to fit in than to be sitting on $100 million and making a nigga feel 2 years ago you was right there with him. Nigga, we was both on the block struggling, trying to eat, trying to make ends meet, trying to feed the kids. Okay, you successful, you did your thing, but don't remember, we both came from this situation, you know. So a lot of cats tend to forget that in making music, you know what I'm saying? They start off one way, and then their music sells, or they make some change, and then next thing you know, hey, I was born with the silver spoon in my mouth. Always had bread. Always had Lambos and Gucci slippers and you know, diamond draws on my broad and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of them switched to that mentality. And it's all good to have money and feel good about what you accomplished, but like I said, it's still them cats on the block that's still struggling every day who turning on the radio or putting in tapes, and they still listening.
Yeah.
Right.
So for a lot of them cats that was right there with you, that's why you tend to have friends turn to enemies and all kind of situations because niggas know the real, you know. I know you before. Now you got this and you got that, and you speaking on like you always had it when last year you was just as broke as the next man. So
that's real shit.
That's why I tell some cats in their music, when you doing music, you know, speak on. Fuck it. Who cares if you ain't got a Lambo? Tell them you ain't got one. Nigga gonna respect you more for telling you you ain't got one than telling a nigga you pulling up in one when you know you ain't pulling up in one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you catch a lot of that in the game now, boy. You catch a whole lot of it. And then you see these guys on 106 and Park this year, and then about 3 years from now, they begging you to buy
a I mean, okay, we all know you can rent or lease a car. I mean, I could. Anybody could. Anybody with a credit card and ID can go rent a Bentley or a Lamborghini for a couple of months. But it's the whole process of the thinking that – now you trying to fit into that situation to where you trying to impress the motherfuckers on the outside when really you want the real niggas to represent. That's who you want to reach.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you want. So, you know, that's why in my music or any cat I give advice to or cats coming up or youngsters or whatever, you know, just try to be you. You know what I'm saying? When it come to this, because this shit can flip so fast on you in a matter of a heartbeat. And you'll be one cat today and be another cat tomorrow because you're trying to follow the trends or you're trying to blend in.
Man, that's
oh, yeah.
that's exactly what the fuck we're trying to tell these motherfuckers. You know, you ain't got if you ain't feeling what they're doing today, you don't have to go that route. You don't have to try to fit in a pair of jeans that a 12-year-old girl would wear.
Yeah, because you
saying?
Want that paycheck real quick. Because you're thinking
yeah.
because somebody else did it. If you follow that pattern, the same success is going to come to you. And most of the time, you end up being caught in that backlash of, well, they already did that, and so-and-so did that, and so-and-so. Now you're trying to chase that monkey, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to chase it because you're just looking for that. Oh, I got to come up with the next gimmick or the next trendy thing or the next, you know, when if you just stay original and be yourself, then people going to come to your shit if it's good. Now, if it's garbage, then hey, you can't do nothing about that. But if it's good, it don't matter. People going to hear it. They going to, whether it take a day, a week, a month, or a year. But if it's good, somebody going to hear it, and word going to get around.
Last time I interviewed you was for the cover of Murder Dog about almost 10 years ago already. I don't know, maybe a little bit less. And I asked you this question then, of course, I'm going to ask you now simply because, you know what I'm saying, we ain't seen it yet. Are we going to see a DJ Quick MCA collaboration?
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, I'm not against anything. I'm for whatever. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
If it makes sense and it's something that the fans want, then I'm all for it. You know, I'm not with egos and that. I'm not with egos and attitude, so...
Yeah.
If it's a good situation and it's right and it's and it, to me it ain't about money, but if it makes sense to do, then I feel it'll get done. So we just gotta cross our fingers or do what we need to do, and hey, if it happens, it happens. You know, like I said, I see Quick. We see each other nowadays. Everything is cool. You know, he's been around places I've been. You know, we've ran into each other in the club. So. It's all good. It's no animosity. It's no funny looks. It's no glares. It's handshakes and what's up and keep it pushing. So, you know, just have to see if that's a possibility. Like I said, I'm for whatever.
Yeah,
I'm never opposed to when it comes to hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you got love for it, man. I mean, we're kicking nothing but knowledge going back to the 70s with this shit. Grandmaster Caz. Well, hey, we got someone from your neck of the woods. 323. What's up, 323?
Hey, what's happening, man? Big shout out to my dog, MC8 Chip, growing up in the hood over there. It's your boy right here, L.A. Bay Area, DJ King Assassin, man. I just got to give a shout out to MC8 over there for doing this.
King Assassin, producer.
For sure. What's up, my peoples? It's all hood.
We got a legend on the line, another legend on the line right now. What's up, Assassin?
Yes, indeed.
Man, over here just posted like a thumbtack, just enjoying, you know, the show. And MCA with all the knowledge he's bringing us. He's an OG definitely in this game, been doing this thing, man. I just got to give it up to you and MCA, man, to drop knowledge to all the youngsters out there, man, because, you know, it's a different time of age now since we've been doing it, you know what I mean? And boy, oh boy, got to respect the OGs, and that's why I got to say what's up to my dog, MCA, man, my dog for life, man. You know what I mean?
Man, that's what's up. Did y'all ever work together?
No, I don't think.
Me and A, you know what? The only the connection me and 8 got is through South Central Cartel when I was producing SCC. And,
okay. Oh, yeah, then that's all official then.
Yeah, we missed each other in the studio at Kitchen Sink in L.A. with Havoc and everybody. But
okay, yeah.
And, but 8 knows I've been following him on Twitter, and we talked on Twitter a couple of times, me and 8. So that's my dog right there, you know what I mean? Compton's in the motherfucking house. I don't know if you can cuss. Can you cuss on this radio?
Man, you can. You
oh, yeah.
You can say fuck the queen if you want to.
Yeah, this Murder Master Music Show, baby, UGS Radio.
And fuck them swaggots, man. Them skinny jeans will get you twisted testicles. Go buy some saggots, yeah. Motherfucker.
Get yourself in some 501s or some nice loose fitting dickies or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
get
you
out,
know.
Get out them heavy embroidered pockets and shit.
It's the real shit, man. It's the real shit. We got another caller, man. This 815, man. 815, you're on the line. First, before I even say who you are, you're on the line with MC8. And DJ King Assassin, you know what I'm saying, produced for Tupac and many other people. And you already know who MC8 is. Who are you?
What up, man? My name Lefty, man.
What's
up, Lefty?
What up, man? I'm from Kankakee, man. I was calling to support my people, man. Hey, MC8, man, I dig you a lot, bro.
It's all good, people, man. The new EP is out right now. Keep It Hood, man. Check that out, man. See if it's hood enough for you.
Yeah.
Man, you already know.
Why don't we play another cut, man? Why don't we play, you want to play The Rain, MCA?
Yeah, play that one. Play The Rain right here, The Rain, right here off the new EP, Keep It Hood, Blue Stamp Music Official. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Blue Stamp Music, make it official. Your nigga 8 in the building. Frank Sinatra on the beat. You beating him down, Lo.
Keep it hood.
Yeah. I'm on the 9-1, Chevrolet crawl. Headed west where the motherfucking sun falls. West up, y'all. Like my nigga Dub, I keep it level so the 13s don't rub. 38 snub if a nigga got beef. Ashtray roaches of some fucking chronic leaf. Grief gon' come to some unlucky mother. We in so deep, but I keep my brother. Only the rap tails and niggas with high bales. Make sure the herb weight right on the scales. Smoke in the city for real, it's no play. Smoke in the air and west this way. We come strapped so niggas will take flight. But rather fuck around with a rat that's tight. Cheer, authentic words from the pen. Flow to the pad and cheer, do it again. Cheer.
Maybe it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas, they toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. Cheer.
Baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas, they toe straps. Compton all day, come on, coast on the map. Niggas slang shit just to make ends grow. Fast money come, nigga, fast money go. Out spotlight, how I like my hoe. Clyde and Bonnie bitch with a one-time show. Stay down for your nigga, I'm headed back to jail. Money on the books mean the product sales. Hell, it's not the motherfucking life I lead. Nigga on the run, a hoe and good weed. Music drive by on the CD player. Words pronounced clear from the hood rhyme player. Pay your dues, which way you choose. I'm west with it, nigga, so yeah, that's good news. Bitch sing the blues if she know 8 lines. Maybe she know a nigga life just like mine. Like mine. Trying to get mine, we find it's hard. Like I need a thing sometimes. And
baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. And
baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas with toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. And
baby, it's on. Baby, it's on.
Blue Stamp in the building. Your nigga 8 in the building.
Baby, it's song.
Baby,
it's song.
Bitch, have my money. My nigga Brink in the building.
Beat him down, look.
Let it rain.
tuning in right now, 714-409-0548. Got my brother Mac J. Man, it's episode 61, man. Go check out the fucking archive, ugsforlife.com. No other fucking archive out there, man.
Just added a whole nother legend to it, Prez.
A whole nother legend. He's still here, man. Let's see what's up with him. Hey, man, can't thank you enough, man, for joining this legendary archive we're building up over here, man. Shout out to DJ King Assassin. Much love to you, bro. But, man, another thing I always wanted to ask you, what's up with a CMW record?
Oh, we're working on CMW record right now, so that'll be out probably about the end of May, 1st of June. Then I'll be dropping the Which Way Is West record around September. So CMW record is coming, like, I want to say, like, the middle or the end of May. And then I'm going to drop Which Way Is West around September. So it will be an official CMW project with me, Bam, and Chill on it. Slip doing a little production, Mike T doing a little scratching. So it's going to be authentic.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you something about the movies, though, because you had memorable roles in movies, you know what I'm saying? Most notably, the Menace to Society. But I remember in that one line, I still say this shit to this day. You was on, I think it was the Thicker Than Water movie, because y'all was, like, sitting on the porch, and the girl was saying something, and you told her, you said, "Bitch, walk to the store and get some blunts, or run to the store," or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
man.
That was
I love
Thicker
that
Than Water.
Line.
Thicker
I
Than Water
that shit
man.
All the time, man.
Yeah, man, that was Thicker Than Water, man. Mac 10 did that move. Mac 10 and Fat Joe, myself, you know, a couple of people off of Who Banging Records. So, yeah, that was a nice little experience, you know, getting back into the movie thing from doing Menace to Society and then doing that. So, I do roles when they come.
Movies?
I do them when they come. You know, a few cats call and say they doing stuff and they like me to be a part of it. So I've been getting a few hits this year about getting in some stuff. So once it come about, you know, if it's good enough or not want to say if it's good enough, but if it fit a character that I feel I can commit to or whatever or portray in that position, because I don't want to play nothing like stereotypical or no shit like that. So if it's more of the lines of an AWACS character, I'm not saying I got to play some kind of killer or whatever, but if it's something to where it don't depict us in a bad light or put me in a situation that's just stupid or, you know, a nigga wouldn't really be in or do, then I'll pass it up. Because but if it's
like
on
Menace
can...
when you stabbed them motherfucking ribs with that knife, boy, I still got laughing at that shit every time.
So shit, you know, if it's something real, if it's something real, you know, like, you know, that a person could really adapt to, like, be put in that type of situation on the real, not to saying I'm finna go around shooting them up or stabbing or killing motherfuckers, but just in a situation that people can understand, like, yeah, man, you know, that might have happened to me, or I might got caught up in the, you know, so long as it's something that ain't stereotypical where I got to be a clown or make you laugh or some bullshit, then it's all good.
Yeah, plus you was the voice of Ryder on Grand Theft San Andreas.
On Grand
Theft, that's classic
definitely.
Shit, too. Like, how did you get involved with that? And it was like DJ Pooh, because I know you had some connections with DJ Pooh, too.
I've known Pooh a long time, and, you know, I guess when they was putting the game together, they had this character depicted looking like Easy or whatever, so they wanted somebody as close to home as far as that image or that character was concerned, so they called me up, but I was like, hey, I was a hell of a shock. I'm like, damn, I'm like, hell yeah, let's get down with it. So it was a process, you know, a week I spent in New York, and you had to watch the game and try to match the voice to the actions of the character in the game, and it was a little time and consuming, but it was cool. I'd do it again if I had to.
Yeah, that's what's up, but I always think DJ Pooh should get more shots in Hollywood anyway, because all the movies he had was funny as a motherfucker. Anything he had something to do with, I love the shit out of his shit, man.
Oh, well, that's one thing about, you know, niggas from the hood, they got all sorts of characters of life, you know what I'm saying? We some of the seriousest, funniest motherfuckers that you'll ever know, you know. That's where you get a lot of your material, because it's serious shit that go on in the neighborhood, but it's also funny shit too. So, you know, who cannot capture that shit but a motherfucker who's from that side of the tracks, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, right. You know, whenever Pooh or Cube did movies, you know, portraying the situations of the neighborhood, whether it been on a comedic aspect, it was always to the point, because, like I said, it's some funny motherfuckers in the neighborhood, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I still even remember them old St. Ives commercials and shit. I just watched one on YouTube earlier tonight.
Yeah, see, and Pooh hooked us all up with that. So, you know, shouts out to my nigga DJ Pooh, because, you know, he was constructed in getting niggas those positions, you know, getting in good with St. Ives and helping bring a lot of cats to the forefront of doing music and whatever. They want to say it was glorifying alcohol, but shit, everybody drank, so shit.
Right.
Everybody drank. Wasn't telling kids to go pick up St. Ives bottles, so, you know, it's just...
No, that shit never made me. I was young when they was coming out. I never wanted to drink a St. Ives because y'all was in it.
It's just the same as the cowboy man riding up on the horse telling the motherfucker smoke some cigarettes, or the camel dude put a cigarette in your mouth. It's just advertisement, you know what I'm saying? So it's to be taken in the construction of who you are as a person. And like me, I know when I was 13, 14 years old, if I got caught with a beer, it was going to be consequences, even though I might have snuck one every now and then, but shit. You know, it's consequences and repercussions to shit you do nowadays, and even when you're a kid, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm dealing with that with mine nowadays and shit.
There you go.
I tell them all the time, everything y'all done did, I've already done that shit.
Yeah, you know, I got kids, you know, so everything has just been brought in a full circle and transition. That's just like with our music, you know. What you done, your kids going to try, just like when you tried it, your parents tried it, just like with music. Somebody tried it, it's going to come back, and then they're going to get sick of it, and it's going to come back to here, then they're going to get sick of that, and then it's going to come back. Then after pretty soon, people going to be going, man, what that old shit, man? Man, we used to listen to this and listen to that, and that's when that shit going to come back towards our way, because... You know, it's just a transition in a circle. It just goes like that. You know, you get tired of some shit from once, you're going to want to change. You get tired of eating pizza every day, you're going to want to eat a hot dog or a hamburger next week. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's music to me, you know. Cats have it. You know, we're hearing a lot of this shit right now. We're hearing a lot of this crap and a lot of this shit that don't make sense and a lot of this shit that's just like... Wow, like, really? But we've been there before. We've been there before to where we was forced to listen to a certain type of shit. And one nigga comes to say the day, and next thing you know, music changes and it goes back to what we like. And then next thing you know, some funny motherfucker come along and do something new. And then they want to jump on that for a minute. And you just have to be able to ride this wave if you're a real motherfucker. You got to ride this wave like a surfboard, man, or a roller coaster, because some days you're going to be up, you're going to be at the top, and you're going to be like, my shit is the shit, and then 2-3 years from now, you're going to be down at the bottom like, man, what the fuck is niggas listening to right now?
Right.
And then you got to ride that, and then it's going to stay level for a minute, and then one day you're going to be climbing back up. I mean, but you as an artist... Got to stay true to yourself and go when them times happen, you know, so I'm going to buckle down and I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to put out me some mixtapes and just keep my sound going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just so that's what I learned to do. You just adapt, you know. When motherfuckers wants to listen to all this funny shit, okay, we're going to make music for our people. So we're going to put out mixtapes and hand it to our people and let them get that. And then pretty soon they're going to go, man, you got another one, and then you got another one. And then pretty soon they're going to be willing to buy some real shit because they so sick of hearing the watered-down shit that they've been having to listen to. So...
That's a good way
to break it down. Yeah, I know I'm sick of that shit. So it's real refreshing to hear, you know, some of the guys I grew up with still rocking this shit, and your shit slapping harder than this shit we're hearing. So
still staying true to what you've been doing. Like,
oh yeah, that's
said.
What that's all I do. That's what I came out with the EP for. Just, you know, to let people know that it's some cats on the West Coast, or it's some cats that still is gonna do what they known for. And at least eight ain't going to pick up the mic and try to do what the other cat's doing just to make a fast buck or be relevant. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I'm known for. And then once you listen to it and you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, man. Like, wow, where this shit been? You know, so that's why we tried to make this EP like that. You know, you listen to one song, you like, man, okay. You listen to the next one, okay. Listen to the next one, okay, this motherfucking shit is good. You know, that's how we intended the EP to be, to where it was like, this motherfucker is good. It might not be the hottest. It might not be the hottest on the top 100,000 number one chart, and it might not get all the corporate motherfucking wordplay as the, you know, as my man Kendrick or ASAP Rocky, or it might not get all the media hype. But everybody who picked the motherfucker up, guaranteed gonna go, this is a hot record.
Yeah.
And that's
this
all
is
we've
some
been
substance.
Getting.
This
that's all we've been
substance.
Getting so far. Everybody that pick it up, and I challenge them. I tell them, hey, pick the motherfucker up and hit me up on my Twitter and let me know how it sounds. And everybody that do that go, the motherfucker's been in rotation for the last 2 weeks. Keep going. So you can't do nothing but appreciate that. And you can't do nothing but appreciate the real fans who went out, spent their hard-earned $6 on the record, and they like it, you know. It's not disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best $7 you can spend right now. If you're thinking about buying a hip-hop record or buying somebody or trying to be trendy with the masses of, oh, I'm going to go buy this nigga record because everybody said, you know. It's the best $7 you'll spend, and you won't feel disappointed by going, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you put it on and you hear that first song and it's like, damn, for real? Like, another one of them. No, this is a good record. You know, it's a good, solid record.
Yeah, yeah. Those of you listening, go check that out. Where can they cop it at?
They can cop it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify. Anywhere there's a digital download, you can get the record. And the hard copies are coming at the middle of March, so we are putting out hard copies. So it's just go get that record. People can hit me up on Facebook at 8 Compton, or they can hit me up on Twitter at 808, that's EIHT, the number 0, EIHT. Let me know, holler at me. You know, I always respond to the fans, to the people, you know, so... I'm not one of them artists who got somebody running my websites or running my Twitter sites or Facebook. I connect with all the fans because that's how you got to do it nowadays. That's how I did it back in the old days. We went out, we met the people, we signed autographs, we politicked, we shook hands, and we kissed the babies. You know what I'm saying? So that's the move we making.
It's amazing because, you know, for 15 years I had to email a publicist or a manager, you know, and
right.
go through the professor route. Now it's like, fuck it, I'm going to get at you on Twitter and be like, yo, hey, you want to do an interview? You
and
know
and as quick as that, and I'm like, I'm
yeah.
all with it because
yeah.
that's how you got to do it. You got to connect nowadays because people look for that. People
yeah.
look for that nowadays when you got all these social medias and social networks where you're supposed to be able to respond to your idol or the person you admire or the person, and they got some publicist or some manager or something answering questions or running. So I feel like that's why, you know, you got to take the time out. I take a couple of hours out my day. I include it as my publicity, as my promotion. I take a couple of hours out my day and sit up on my accounts, and I respond because fans gonna accept you quicker that way than you not saying nothing or having some publicist, oh, yeah, check out the new record, and they gone, you know. So you put those personal touches on it, it make the fans and the people feel a little more extra special about buying your product, and that's what you're here for. You making music because you want people to buy it, you want people to hear it, you want it to get out. So what better way
right.
than connecting with the actual people that's spending their hard-earned money, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I want to play this one real quick, 811, man. Why don't you tell the people about this one?
This cut right here is one of my man DJ Premier's favorite cuts. 811 off the brand new EP, Keep It Hood, Blue Stamp Music Official. Jill.
Jill. Uh-huh. So my dog, Right.
Killer. Couple of gunshots, now the streets on fire. Shoot a flare, seeing car over the wire. Tire tracks and a few empty shells. Retaliation be the motive, it's a story of tales. Hills of problem, crazy ass kids. Hungry for the quick, fast holes through your lids. Niggas guns too close to your world is smaller. Got the fucking crime tip from an anonymous caller. Be all on the lookout, these boys in Afro. American dreams, so they out for the cash flow. Who asked your ass to get involved with the crime? Now your motherfucking ass high, not like mine. The one time beating down everybody doors. The homies getting sweated, now they fucking with yours. Fuck, shit, blame it on Grandmaster Flash. The message is survival, so I'm hungry for cash. Shit, somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. I'm just for fun. A sucker getting sleep, come on, fuck me one. Shit, somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And just for fun, a sucker MC come and I pop me one. A nigga on the run, so I stay out the window to the fucking phone booth trying to dial up some info. Get up the kinfo, cuz it's straight in the undercover bucket trying to get out of state. State of mind kind of dimple through the clear. Couple niggas started talking in the shit I hear. Should've known your weekend is gone. Been missing a few days, now your cover's blown. What time's on fry, how the fuck they know? Finger pointing motherfuckers, now I'm sweating my hoe. She don't tell them a word, so they start with the bluffing. No more questions, or start arresting. Fuck the lie testing, my words remain. Niggas lying in the streets, niggas off the chain. Nigga, off with the rings, run off in your spot. Made off with the product, nigga, we got one shot. Shit up, somebody down, 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And homie, just for fun, these fucking MCs come and I'll pop me one. Cheer, somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And homie, just for fun, these fucking MCs come and I'll pop me one. Cheer, somebody dial 811. Cheer, somebody dial 811. Cheer, somebody dial 811.
Break on the beat.
Blue Snap official. Chill.
Man, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just going to say this right now. This for those of you that's going to get Underground Society Magazine issue 2 coming out in a couple weeks. This EP, I ain't just saying this because the man's on the line. This EP is going to get a classic review because front to back, you ain't got to fast forward nothing. But before I bring back on our guest, I'm going to bring back on our co-host. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to bring on. I got a surprise for y'all. I got a surprise for you too, 8. I'm going to bring 8 on real quick. Man, this is a shock to me. 8. If somebody is calling in, man, this is another West Coast pioneer and legend. I'm just going to let him introduce himself. You want to guess who he is first, 08?
Nah, it could be anybody, man. Shit, it's a gang of us over here.
I'm just going to bring him out. Fuck it. Here you go.
Big up to my boy. I ain't going to call him a legend. I'm going to call him an icon from Compton, from the legendary Cocaine.
Oh. What's cracking, peoples?
What's happening, huh?
Hey, shit, my nigga, just
boy,
chilling.
You got a slumper right there. I had to call in and send this kite out. Let everybody know, man, that MCA, man, ain't no motherfucking punk, man. That shit is hot. So I wanted to extend that West Coast love, fam, and tell you already know you got my support, fam. Just, man, that's what we need.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know we ain't coming with nothing but some hood shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's trying to come back with that real authentic. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. Good looking, my nigga, for calling in and shouting us out, man, because we're trying to keep it hood over here, man.
Man, come on, man. And we'll set up something soon. I'll be out there March 15th. I'm doing a record release party, but it's showtime right now, and I just wanted to call in and let you know and get that love, man. West Coast love, baby.
Okay, yeah, just hit me up, my nigga. I should be back from off the road then. So, yeah, holler at me, man, so we can get it cracking.
Hey. For sure. You know, legendary. I'm gone, y'all.
Hey, Cocaine, man, I just want to thank you for being a part of this show. You've been on this show more than one occasion, man. You've really blessed us, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good, man. We're gonna keep the D spinning, you know what I'm saying? And hit him upside the face with the Dayton hammer. You dig?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, keep it hood, loco.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
In a minute, hey, I'm going to holler at you, fam. All right,
yeah.
Y'all.
That's legendary shit right there. Legendary shit, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I didn't get a response, but I did reach out to a certain somebody else. Cocaine, I had no clue he was calling, but I did reach out to Mr. Quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to create history on air, but he didn't get my message. Obviously, of course, it was a last minute sort of thing, but I do want to thank you for coming through tonight. We're gonna play the rest of your EP. If you don't care, we're gonna let the fans hear the whole fucking thing because
yeah, man, bang that out, man. I'm a listen in while I'm finishing up in the studio, trying to put together this new CMW record. So I'm finishing up some shit right now. So just once again, you know what I'm saying? Good luck for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it hood to all the fans out there. The new EP is out right now. Keep it hood. 7 banging tracks, mixed and scratches by my man DJ Premier, mixed by Brink Sinatra. The new CMW record is coming. Gangsta Business is the title. And the new MC8 later on this year, Which Way Is West. So, you know, we keeping it hood over here at Blue Stamp Music. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. It's all cracking. Chill.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Shit.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Man, another legendary show in the archives.
Another legend, Press. That was a good one, too, man.
Thank you for being a part of it as well. And y'all heard 3 cuts off the album so far. Man, we got 4 more to go. Man, we're going to hit them up right now. This one's called The Blue Stamp, right here in the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show.
UGS for life, you bitches.
Yeah, Blue Stamp Official. Keep it counting. Yeah, 8 here to shut them down. Ghetto be the pronoun. Love it cause it's underground. Just like the shot lights. Tell me how you seen the hoes with the pretty face, ass extreme. Dreams of fucking a celebrity chick. Stuck up in the ass, but them love hood digs. Yeah, you know the motto. Hennessy bottle in the lap right next to the strap. The homies follow, follow. Ghetto, yeah, so infamous. Screaming innocence. What the evidence? Cheer fight for the union mean I represent. Shady promoters, niggas want everything. Long as the beat keep banging, niggas come. The whole singing every word feel good. Ha, ha. That's what a motherfucker bring. Your stamp's official, so let the shit ring. Shit ring. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. And everything is fine, give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We all push the line and give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We run for one time and give it the Blue Stamp. Niggas, cheer, rep your camp. Bitches, cheer, rep your camp. You a customer, so the product ride. So every fucking thing gon' be so tight, alright? So the illegal, the business vary. Fight for the neighborhood, I'm a missionary. Wake up everybody, we back in the place. Some real niggas and bitches invade your space. Give a fuck where you're from, home, throw up your fingers. A new ghetto tone for your cellular ringers. Tryna bring back the sound that you're missing bad. Get rid of these phony motherfucking tricks and fads. 8 got your medicine.
Yes.
Buy my bomb, niggas all in. All
fuck
in.
With me.
Some niggas' loyalty is only skin deep. We straight from the streets, so that talk you don't speak. Don't speak. I say your name so weak. It's constant every day. I rip it in my sleep. Come on, get yours, niggas. I get mine, and everything is fine. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas. I get mine. We all push the line. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas. I get mine, and run from one time. So I give it the Blue Stamp. Niggas, rep your camp. Bitches, rep your camp. Niggas from the hub, so it's guaranteed West. It's where a nigga headed so the brain don't rest. It's no competition, the amateur don't impress. It's money over hoes, you trick your dough less. Gangsta, gangsta, heard all about. The wanted niggas back in town running a mile. Tryna smoke a couple palm trees, niggas banging Impala music, you know them OGs. Compton, niggas where your dues paid. Sliding in my rag house shoes, sipping Kool-Aid. Who you wanna fade? Compton original. Fuck it, this the West, nigga. Any individual. Bump a couple times, now send the residuals. Want the real West Coast, nigga? Here it goes. Nigga, make it sound so clear. The drive-by music so good in your ear. Come on, get yours, niggas. I get mine. Everything is fine. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We all push the line. So give it the Blue Stamp.
get yours. Niggas, I get mine. We run from one side. So I give it the blue stamp. Niggas, rep your cash.
Bitches.
And that's official.
Blue stamp in the building.
We all push the line.
Get around.
Give it the blue stamp.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. Yours. Niggas, I get mine.
Episode 61, MC8. DJ King Assassin called in. For those who doesn't know who he is, man, he produced for Pac and many other legends. And then, of course, Cocaine called in. That was a fucking surprise. But let's bring on my co-host for tonight, Mac motherfucking J. Man, another one of the books, man.
Yeah,
I can't
man.
I believe this shit, dog. And I'll tell you what, all the years I wrote for Murder Dog, honestly, doing this journalism shit, I'm the happiest I've ever been because it's on my own record. I ain't got to go through, like I was telling A, I ain't got to go through no fucking publicist. You know what I'm saying? I get to go after the people I want to interview. I ain't got to interview no goddamn Nelly or no fucking Rick
Trinidad Stark. James or some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm interviewing cats I grew up off of, and I'm able to share it with real motherfuckers like yourself, man, because, you know what I'm saying, I can tell you genuinely love doing this shit as well, man.
Oh yeah,
just
man!
For the love
shit,
of this shit,
I never looked into like doing this type of shit before, man. And you start putting me on, and I'm like, I'm learning a whole lot of shit, man, and motivated and apt and trying to find new ways to do shit too. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning a lot of shit, and like he said earlier, man, some of these dudes hard to get at, but some of them you get an MC8 or you get a Crunchy Black or somebody that hit you right
humble.
Back. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking and humble.
They look at the site and they be like, wow, these dudes doing that shit. Hell yeah, I want to come on here and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, this archive is amazing. Hey, go to ugsforlife.com. Check out the fucking archive. And I got to give props to our fucking webmaster, Dome. Ain't nobody fucking with the website right there, man. We got an archive. I mean, this guy's putting work. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that motherfucker over there, man. You know what I'm saying? ugsforlife.com. Check that shit out, man. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I know I always say the archive you know what I'm saying, post about it, but it's just to me as a fan, fuck of being a journalist, as a fan
right.
of this shit, it's
just
because
I find myself going back listening. Like, I didn't listen to damn near every episode and been on damn near every episode, and I still go back and listen to the like, shit, Cocaine Call Tonight, I just listened to the Cocaine episode, like, on Tuesday, just out of some... I ain't listening to shit else. Let me pump this one in.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to go back and listen to some of these dudes talk. And sometimes you hear stories you never heard before. And it's just fucking amazing. So that's why, you know, props to Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying? I had fun during the time I was there, or you know, most of the time I was there, I should say. But, man, this is where it's at. I love doing this shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to get fucking constantly paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day these motherfuckers will open the floodgates and say, hey, this dude Prez paid his fucking dues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
let's make sure it's straight. You know?
Yep, we finna get it.
I'm hoping.
Because, like,
man,
like you said, look what you're building right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to want to pay you to do what you're doing because they see the love and the energy that you're putting in. It's going to be easy for a motherfucker to give you some money once we catch the right motherfucker that recognize what we got going on over here, because they going to get a good return on what they're doing, because look what the fuck we doing right now, all on our own.
Yeah, all on our own. You know what I'm saying? No money. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of which, y'all stingy-ass motherfuckers, we got a donation page right now at ugsforlife.com. Now, what we're doing, like Max said, man, this shit comes out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting paid for this shit. Everything we're doing, this whole preservation of rap, this comedic shit with KFYB, this real life drastic shit with the podcast and Church Reality, that's us giving to you. Now give back to us. You know what I'm saying? You come by and give from us, and then give back to us. You know what I'm saying? Even you motherfuckers in the movement, man. If you got a little bit of bread, spend it with us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why go fuck it off with somebody else that ain't doing nothing for hip hop?
They ain't even got the love for their shit for real. They just, okay, this dude can give me that. He go me up with this and that. And then they end up not getting their shit. Then they complaining about it on Facebook and Twitter later on. And it was like, motherfucker, you had the guys that was going to do your shit wholeheartedly right here.
You could have been
right
tonight for 50, for a measly $50. You know what I'm saying? If granted, you ain't a swaggy. Granted, you ain't got no twisted testicles and a feminine feather sticking
out.
Well,
we got a show for that. We got a show for that. They can come. They can come call us on Saturday.
yeah, KFYB Saturday night, 7 p.m. You know what I'm saying, the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. in the East Coast. One of the funniest shows out there, the one of the most offensive shows out there. Matter of fact, when you listen to that show, what I want you to get from it, I want you to be offended. If you don't listen to it, I mean, if you're not offended after listening to that show, then you didn't get from it what you were supposed to get. That's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking UGS radio, motherfuckers. People getting on the six on Facebook saying they're upset he posted this or whatever and want him to take it down. Man, I stand by my brother Six. He can say whatever the fuck he wants on the radio show. That's my brother right there. You got a problem? Anybody got a problem with Six? You got a problem with me? You got a problem with all UGS? Y'all can eat a dick and die. Fuck y'all. It's chaos.
Yeah, because like I always tell them shit, everybody else can say what they want to say. You can watch South Park and American Dad and Family Guy and all that shit, and they shit be more over the top than ours sometimes. So if a motherfucker complain about what we doing, like you said, Prez, they can eat a dick, they can go
choke
suck
on
something. You know what I'm saying? Because for real, we gonna do what the fuck we want to do anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta think about it. If I'm doing a show that's anti Freemason, and I'm posting on the Freemason website and the Freemason Facebook, say, hey, fuck y'all, check out the show tonight. We're gonna be dissing this shit out of you. Do you think I give a fuck if Six going in on a motherfucking retard? I don't give a fuck.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? This is UGS, motherfucker. We do whatever the fuck we want because the positive shit that we do is fucking unparalleled. Now, if we want to laugh once in a while, let us laugh, even if it's at your fucking expense. You know what I'm saying? Even if
it
hurts
your
feelings. Even if it hurts your feelings, because there's so many soft pussies and pansies out there that's just afraid, they're sensitive, they got that feminine itch in their crotch. You know what I'm saying? It's because they wear them tight, skinny jeans. They need to take them thongs out their faggot ass. You know what I'm saying? Get the moon boots off their feet and be a man. Go back to being a man. Get rid of that estrogen and get some fucking testosterone, you faggot fucks. And that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? This is real as it gets, man. I'm sick of these motherfuckers, dog. I'm sick of, and you can tell eight. You know, he was hella respectful, spit hella knowledge, but you can tell, man, you don't like that swagger shit either. That's what
I like. Yeah, man, motherfuckers tired of that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I like that swagger fuckboy music. You know what I'm saying? So, but hey,
especially if these labels trying to get these legends to change what got them to be a legend to try to, you know what I'm saying, get back on. Like, yeah, we'll do something with you, but you got to do this. I'm starting to see that's probably why a lot of these legends don't get the recognition, because they ain't willing to do that weak shit. You know what I'm saying? They like, fuck that. We ain't doing that shit. So you can let these young motherfuckers lollygag around, and we're going to keep doing what we do, and we bring them on the Murder Master Music Show, and we make this shit the biggest shit ever, and motherfuckers going to be mad that they didn't jump down. They're going to get, like I say, get on the train or get the fuck ran over.
You could have got $50, like I said, with MCA tonight. You know what I'm saying? Or last week with Mastermind, all you hardcore motherfuckers. You $50 with the one of the inventors of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're true to your craft, if genuinely, if you're on a ramen noodle budget, you ain't got no money, I understand. If it's genuine, you know, diapers and formula got to come before fucking radio promotion. But if you got a little bit of money and you're going to go spend it to get on some gay fucking fagolovers.com or some stupid face painted site like that, instead of get on a show with a fucking legend that was making hits when you were still sucking on your mama's titties.
Right, that might hear your shit and want to fuck with you later on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You didn't even have that happen a couple times, Prayers. When motherfuckers hear somebody's song you played, they like, shit, I got to holler at that dude.
We made connections. We made motherfuckers. People called in and started, you know, got contacts, and they probably made songs with people. You know what I'm saying? We made those connections for people. And if you made a connection through this radio show, hit that donation page, because I don't give a fuck if it's $5. I don't give a fuck if it's $2. Well, shit, most of y'all motherfuckers can't even buy the magazine for $2.25. So why the fuck you going to give me $5?
Right. Which they if they ain't getting that, they sleeping, because shit, the magazine off the chain. I went and just bought another one just for the fuck of it. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, you went and bought another one, man, which I got to break off six, $1.25, you know what I'm saying? We split that shit down the middle, you know what I'm saying? But Yeah, you went and bought two of them. You didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And if you motherfuckers ain't got no PayPal, you if you ain't even got a credit card, man, go to the post office, get a postal money order, mail that shit to P.O. Box 672, Fairfield, Illinois, 62837. You know what I'm saying? Put my real name on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Get it out to me. I don't care if it's $10, man. If you appreciate
the Wallace magazine
doing,
that's out right fucking now. Wait till they see this new shit.
Volume 2 is almost, I'll put you this way, we're putting the pages together right now. We got about 10 pages left to do in this magazine. Now, if you want to get ads, you got to get at us right away. I ain't fucking around because, you know, we're shutting this bitch down soon. We're working on it right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So I think some of this MCA interview definitely is going to go in there because it was a fucking classic.
Yeah.
Definitely a fucking classic. We got a... You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of good features up in here. We got the lovely Mercedes Ashley talking about her pussy. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Paul talking about serial killers. You know what I'm saying? We got you know, Crunchy Black. You did a real good interview with Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? And then we got all kinds of other shit, too, man. Real shit, like motherfuckers that rape children. You know what I'm saying? We're putting them on blast. We're putting these motherfuckers spraying these chemtrails on blast. The health industry. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Ain't no other magazine like it. But, you know, that comes from the contributions of hardworking people. Guys, shout out Brother Six. You know what I'm saying? He's working relentlessly on this art. David, our editor, that motherfucker ain't stopping. We had a lot of contributors.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to David, too, man, for writing me this little piece I'm going to use, man. Dude is a real intelligent, talented dude, man. And just to tell him, man, thanks for everything he helping me with, because that's a real dude right there too, man. Shout out to David.
Yeah, he's also wrote some pieces for the, including a piece of poetry. He wrote some pieces for the magazine too. So, you know, Six got some pieces he's working on. You know what I'm saying? Your reviews are great. We got some swaggit reviews where we're going at the swaggits. We got some reviews, some legendary shit. You know, we're hoping too, man. If enough of you people get behind us and support this shit, we're hoping to press up this issue hopefully at some point, because man, this issue, it has to be pressed up, man. It has to be put strategically in certain places. You know what I'm saying, across the country, because motherfuckers need to see this shit. This is an alternative to what they're fucking reading, including Murder Dog, man. Murder Dog readers. All you're getting right now is a bunch of face-painting clowns and some stupid dicticians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These Tech N9ne swaggots, these Hobsons, or I call it cockspin. You know what I'm saying? Dictician and cockspin, bunch of fucking faggots. You know? Man, you need to get an alternative to that bullshit. You need to get some real shit, some shit that's going to make you think, man, maybe I could save, you know what I'm saying, my grandma from dying if she quits eating this poison that they're putting in Gatorade or some shit. But if your grandma's drinking Gatorade, I don't know too many grandmas drinking Gatorade anyway, but, you know, fuck it. It is what it is.
It might mix their geritol in that shit.
Yeah. They put some gelatin up in that motherfucker and take the medicine. You know what I'm saying? They got to have that, what do they call it? Metamucil. They got to have the loose stool with the Metamucil.
Citrusail or some shit.
Yeah. Get that fucking with the carnation. You know what I'm saying? You put a little pepper in their step.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
But you old people, be careful though. Don't be drinking no Red Bull or none of that shit. We don't want you moving too fast. Definitely don't take no methamphetamines. Don't be hitting no foil, no light bulbs, because we don't want you to go geeking and tweaking and freaking and falling down, breaking hips on us and shit. We can't afford your medical bills at this time. You know what I'm saying? So fuck you, bitches. This is MC8. We're gonna play some more music right here. It's called "Where Are You Going To?" The Murder Master Music Show.
UGS for life.
UGSforLife.com and you motherfucking bitches.
Blue Stamp Official. Let's get 'em. I reminisce like Pete Rock, low where the smoke go. I think a hit and take it back where they low go. My vocal point, Compton locale. On the DL, keep a low profile. Niggas don't smile, so the rhyme tell. Hustle be the MO50. Hell, hell when it come. Where you bang from? Checking the tattoos, sweating the income. And I don't sweat a motherfucker cause I'm on one. Cause anything y'all doing, niggas been done. Yeah, 8 on the rampage. Two fuck them down with a 12 gauge. And I ain't trying to hit you with some blow up. That inhale smell, how your chest all sew up. The best all day, niggas grind me. Keeping these phony motherfuckers way behind me. Shit. Where you going to?
Show them what we got.
Yeah. I give the fuck what you going through.
Failing through hell, I didn't even look a sweat.
Yeah. Motherfucker, what you going to?
Bring it on.
Yeah. Where you going to? I'm headed westbound. Chicago, all day with the hood. Got my mind made up. I'ma stick to the street until we all rich, whole neighborhood eat. And I ain't here to rhyme like another dude. I keep it Compton anytime I'm in the mood. Move over, niggas tryna get a rev. A new dance step, another concept. Why you niggas slept? It's no joking. Music to drive by and the block left smoking. The hood rat smoking, but the pee ain't free. And you can keep tricking for a very large fee. Never me, cause it's real hard time. So stick to the script if your life like mine. Another RIP. Another dope sale, another day, niggas all on your coattails. Yeah, what the fuck are they yelling? One time's coming, so niggas start belling. Yeah, where you going to?
Show them what we got.
I give a fuck what you going to.
Belling through hell, I didn't even want to sweat.
Yeah, hey, little nigga, what you going to do?
Bring it on.
Yeah, where you going to? I'm headed westbound. Sound. It's West Coast real talk, say bring it back. Bring it the back. Fuck a nigga one time in a Cadillac. A couple switches, real rap in a hood rat. No motherfucking trickin' nigga, we ain't with that. I did the motherfucking lesson like X-Clan. The West Coast, oh yes, be the lesson plan. Tryna fight the powers that be. And fight against a couple of suckers that's for me. That's on me, I die for the cause. And put this bullshit rap back on pause. Hold y'all applause, cause we ain't done. Gave y'all wanna brawl, so we just begun. Real raps will travel to any nigga's spy. Motherfuckers wanna battle, but they ass ain't high. So bail your ass out of Dodge. One shot, kill them all, so it's no mirage. Shit, where you going to?
Show them what we got.
Shit, I give the fuck what you going to?
Bailing through hell, I didn't even want to sweat.
And like me, little nigga, what you going to do?
Bring it on.
Where you going to? Headed westbound. Compton all day with the hood sound.
Shit.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. Blue Stamp official. Nigga.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 60, motherfucking one. Mac J's up in this bitch.
Yeah, that was another banger, man. Shit, every song you done played, man, on his shit go in. I can listen to that shit all the time, man.
Yeah, it's only like eight songs. You ain't got to fast forward shit. You know what I'm saying? There hasn't been a classic. Review in this issue yet. This might be it, man. I'm digging this shit because I've been listening to it for the last few days, and you know what I'm saying, shit's pretty raw. But we still got a couple more tracks we're gonna play. But want to thank King Assassin for you know what I'm saying, calling.
Yeah.
Want to thank Cocaine.
Two special guests.
Yeah,
and
out of
Cocaine.
The blue. Out of the blue, man. I looked at my email. I saw Assassin retweeted. Then a few minutes later, I saw that 323 area code. I'm thinking, man, I hope that's quick because I reached out to his people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man, that would have been legendary, man, right there. We saw
right, when you brought Cocaine on, for some odd reason, I was thinking it was going to be either Quick or Spice One and shit.
Yeah.
If it had been Spice One, I was going to lose it for a hot second.
Yeah, we got to get Spice One.
That would have been classic, too, because they did a couple albums together, too, if I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they did. They did, man.
If motherfuckers ain't paying homage to cats like that, Spice, you know, E-40 and all them motherfuckers from the West Coast, man, then they need to be smacked in their motherfucking faces because them the cats that had, you know, we from the Midwest, so shit, the only thing we knew about California a lot of times was if you had a relative that came from out of town out there or the music. That was it. I ain't never been to California, you know what I'm saying? So, but I could feel a kind of bond with them cats just through the music because the shit that they was talking about was some of the shit we was going through.
Yeah, you heard what old boy said, you know what I'm saying? His shit got shot up, and they was worried about the MCA tape.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it is. That's how it is. So you be driving around, and motherfuckers shoot at you. If you're in the wrong area, throw a brick through the back of your window. At first, you're shook, but then 15 minutes later, you're smoking a blunt like, fuck it, we're still here.
Right, we made it.
Yeah. Some real shit, though, man. He was humble as fuck. We got to talk some hip-hop history. We got to talk about these swaggots. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like that. You know, it's always refreshing. It's a double fucking whammy when you get a guest that's anti-swaggot. You know what I'm saying? Because
they
know.
Get what we about anyway. Like, if they on that, then we already know that they kind of get what we going through right now because we ain't standing for that shit.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Don't nobody want to see it, for real. I'm thinking some of these kids might even be starting to get tired of it, too, but they just so used to it, they think this is what it's supposed to be. They don't get a chance to, you know, they didn't come up in the era of N.W.A. or M.C.A. They came up with fucking Bow Wow, the Franchise Boys, and, you know, the Yin Yang and all that snapping and dancing and shit and just trying to look goofy in front of motherfuckers. Till it got to the point where they this shit is accepted. But at one point in time, you get smacked the fuck out for even looking like a fucking dummy. When dudes was wearing biking shorts and shit back in the day, they weren't wearing that shit in my neighborhood.
No.
Because you get clowned even coming outside with some shit like that on.
Yeah.
You know, MC Hammer and them wore that shit. Didn't nobody in my neighborhood wear that shit.
No, not at all. Not at all. And if you saw somebody like that, it's like you said, man, there's going to be an ass whooping in the schoolyard. Somebody comes to school in those MC Hammer pants, man, they're going to get fucking kicked in the ball, punched in the face.
Right, or somebody going to just pants them, just walk right up and yank them motherfuckers off of them.
Once that first blood drop hits the jacket, I'm running, screaming, AIDS, run, AIDS. Motherfucking AIDS. You never knew, because back then, you know, we grew up in the era where it was like that shit was coming out, and they told you, man, you know, they didn't know if it could be transmitted through saliva, through the air, and you knew it was in the blood, you fucking knew it was in the blood, so if you busted a motherfucker in the lip, or even when you got a little bit older and you fucked a bitch, you thought about that shit, and you're like, man, I got AIDS.
Especially after motherfuckers like Easy and then Magic Johnson and shit, you're just like, damn, if it happened to these motherfuckers, and they got money.
Yeah.
My broke ass can really get sick.
It was a scary thing, man, for a lot of people. But you know what's crazy is now it's all these years later, it's worse because places like Africa, heavy populated places, I mean, AIDS is just ravaging through villages, killing people. You know, now the Mo's, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say a pedophile priest gets AIDS or something from fucking some whore on the street. Man, good for him. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he get.
He can say that last prayer right before he closes his eyes.
Right, but for that same pedophile priest to contract the disease and then go molest a child and destroy their whole life and livelihood, not only with the rape but the fact that they might be infected with some kind of STD, that's the worst shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit that turned me into John Q. I'm trying to kill motherfuckers, man, or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, man. Because, like, I remember one thing you used to always say on Church Reality. When you go through all this shit and injustices in the world and how people do everybody, why it always lead back to the fucking children, man?
Yeah.
It always, when it all boils down, it's always got something directly to do with affecting the welfare of the kids with all this shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I'm glad we do the shit that we do and put motherfuckers on blast with that shit, man, because somebody got to do it. Like Me Six and Velvet was talking about, you know how they got all these special interest groups. When you say something, they got, oh, why you talking about that? I said, we need to make a special interest group that targets special interest groups. And for every motherfucker that try to talk shit to somebody else for their views, we just get on their motherfucking head.
Yeah.
Like, This is supposed to be a free country. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. We're supposed to be able to say and do what the fuck we want to do if it's within the law. But then when we're doing what's within the law, they try to find ways to make it unlawful for us to do and say what we want to do. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. You can't govern us. We don't. Yeah, Blog Talk be having their little issues, but we say what the fuck we want to do on here.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? They can't stop us. We can play whatever the fuck we want to play. We ain't gonna worry about no goddamn copyright infringement or nothing. Take clips out of movies, play whatever the fuck we want, say whatever the fuck we want. This is freedom of speech at its finest. You want to pick up the phone right now and call me a blue-eyed white devil fucking cracker? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Call me whatever the fuck you want, man. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? This is a freedom of speech at its finest.
I'm about to say prayers. What you telling my eyes ain't blue?
Yeah, my eyes ain't blue, motherfuckers. They're hazel. They're hazel and red. God damn it.
Right.
Fucking red eyes, man, because I'm fucking twisted. These motherfuckers, they don't realize, man. They don't realize the hard work that we put into this shit. You know what I'm saying? We're giving them a gift, man. But let's get back off in another track. And let's call Let's Do This, man. MCA right here in the Murder Master Music
Show. Let's do this.
Blue stamp. Blue stamp. I hit the chronic leaf, no call. 4-5 in the waist, set it all. Off with the motherfucker's head, see. I keep it hood with the talk, niggas feel me. Till I'm filthy, nigga holler, tryna come up on ends. Let me borrow a dollar. All for the hustle, more bread, more problems, niggas on your head. Cheer, hating on the enemy,
and I'm
8 back on the block. Big squeeze, shot spot on the airways. That nigga speaking about the streets. Replay.
Come on, everybody, let's do this. Come on, everybody, let's do this.
Anyway, get it, it's fine. Long as you got motherfucking money on your mind. Come on, get down to getting money, let's do this.
Come on, everybody, let's do this.
Anyway, you hustle, it's fine. Long as you got motherfucking money on your mind. No static, niggas want income.
Yeah.
You work in the streets, buy some.
Yeah.
Double up, triple G's, more money, nigga, please. It's hard out here, no joke. Streets keep watching, cheers, gun smoke. Tattletales, silly hoes. One time's in the spot with some bullet holes. No need for attention, plain clothes. Lifestyle in the hood, yeah, been shows. And blend in the crowd. Ain't no half stepping cause the weapon is loud. Yeah.
Come on, everybody,
let's do this.
Come on, everybody, let's
do this. This way you get it, it's fine. Long as you got motherfucking money on your mind. Come on.
Come on, everybody,
let's do this.
Come on, everybody, let's
do this. Any way you get it, it's fine. Long as you got motherfucking money on your mind. Come on. Blue stamp in the building. Primo in the building.
Come on.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. Yeah.
Still got that shit, man. Still got that shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't heard nothing whack on this whole fucking EP.
Me either.
To be honest with you, man. It's, like I said, this is refreshing, man. Everybody, right now, they're talking about the Brother Lynch record. And you know, I heard some people say that a lot of tracks weren't what they expected them to be. I'm going to bring on Six real quick, man. He's going to be reviewing the Brother Lynch song record. Hey, what's up, Six?
What's happening, man? You know, sitting there with a fucking stroke, goddamn beanie, kind of annoyed in the rain. You know, it is what's going on.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
up with the Six?
Man.
Oh, man. Just fucking Mannibal Lecter. Wow.
What do you say about that record so far?
I didn't get to let it soak it, but I got to say, I want to go back to the Black Market days, the Sick Made days, back when Funk Beta was doing beats. Those aren't fucking Lynch beats. That's all I'm going to say about the album, man. When I hear the album, that's not what I want to hear from a Lynch track, man. Because, you know, certain artists have certain sounds that go with their voices. I want that old Funk Beta kind of sound, that dark, that gangster shit from the West, that sickness shit. Now, you know, some fucking goofy Kansas shit and the fucking features. I'm going to give the listeners a little taste of my review, too. The track with the Hobson feature and the Tech N9ne feature, I'm going to listen to Lynch's verse. I'm going to cut that bitch right off because I ain't listening to no motherfucking Hobson. Tech N9ne can jump
cockspin.
Off a bridge.
Cockspin.
Yeah, fuck cockspin. If any of y'all don't like my review because, oh, you're not giving cockspin a chance and you know, listening to Tech N9ne verse, I don't fucking care. It's a Lynch album. I don't fucking listen to a Lynch album and hear fucking goofy Tech N9ne or fuckface Coxpin or any other assholes they want to put in there that ain't nobody listen to. So the features are going to go ignored. Matter of fact, the features are going to earn this album an instant middle finger. Coxpin, Tech N9ne, Insta fingers right there, one apiece.
That's what that's, yeah. That's, see what you motherfuckers doing, artists over there, Strange. Jesus Christ.
And it's true. Right. I'm not even going to listen to your fucking speech, the verses. I'm not going to factor their little verses as positives and negatives. They're just only going to be a negative. That's how I review the albums. I don't need to listen to the shit that knows it's garbage.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I heard it was the shit they have music videos for. It's some good music. I'll admit that. You know, the shit they put out, that's some good solid shit. But at the same time, man, it's one note. I get that the fucking album he's doing is a fucking concept album. Not the kind of Mr. Variety you get from the older Lynch releases. That's all it is.
He's
not what I wanted. As far as Strange goes, you know, we're not around here. Fuck Strange News. We don't fuck with those faggots around here. If any listeners like Strange, man, go fuck yourself. You know, I spent all week realizing how much I hate most people, and I hate all the fans of Strange and anybody else, and I don't really want to stand so I don't fucking shove off.
Go hang yourself with a strange rope or something.
Yeah, you see, motherfuckers will hit you on Facebook, and you know they're the strange, they're the psychopathic fans, but they want to add you just because they think you like the music too somehow. I don't like ICP. I don't like Strange music. I don't like none of that fucking garbage. Don't fucking add me.
I got something funny to tell you, too. This is great. This is fucking great. Hold on one sec. Let me find this shit real quick. Okay, I got it in the news feed. Twisted, we all know Twisted left cycle whack shit. Twisted's whack too, but anyway.
Yeah.
Some fucking guy in Fago Lover said that until Twisted rejoined Psychopathic, he's going on a hunger strike. And he compared himself to Gandhi in India.
Well, old Gandhi,
he must be a
technician. Gandhi wasn't shit either, though. He's right.
Yeah.
I hear Gandhi wasn't shit either. He was supposed to be a sack of shit too in actual life. And you know, I never really gave two fucks about Gandhi. You know, I don't give two fucks about the dumb fucking juggalo dummy. That just cements it. I fucking detest goddamn face painted juggalos. There's no fucking redeeming quality in these idiots. They're fucking stupid as shit. I don't give a fuck how funny you are and how much of the music you like, because the music you like is. I don't care how much of a good person you are and how cool you are, you want to talk to me. Just the fact that I know you like ICP kind of lowers that little respect for me. I can't respect you if you like ICP. A little bit goes away. So when I'm talking to you and I'm talking to other people who don't like ICP, but I'm talking to you, you're on a level below these other people in terms of who I know. Because just by that, it means you're less of a human because you like that fucking swill, that Drek-ass garbage. I fucking hate the music and I hate the fans. Matter of fact, right now, I'm feeling so fucking nice, I could punch one of these fucking dummies, retarded kids right in the dumb face. So when you fuck want to come here and give your little down syndrome, I'll babysit the down syndrome kids, everybody, and I will beat them retarded again. Maybe me beating your retarded kids might turn them normal again. Because you know what, too? I'm starting to get enraged by retards. I think I hate retards now. You fucking dummies asking for help and being so fucking needy. Me. Don't make jokes about me, because I don't... Fuck you, retard. They should be throwing these dummies off a cliff at first. I'm sick of it. These walking miscarriages make me sick.
These walking miscarriages.
You know what? We need some sort of technology so we can identify these accidents in the womb before they happen. I'm going to tell you right now, listeners can quote me. If I get some poor girl pregnant and I find that the baby's retarded, you better believe she's going to become clumsy and bumping in the walls and falling downstairs and getting thrown out. Because that little motherfucker ain't breathing. I'm not going to have a mistake with my name attached to it. Can you believe how I would feel in my life knowing that my greatness was passed on, but something happened because the bitch filtered my sperm in such a way that her wasteland of a clot created a fucking monster? Because I know I could create that. It's not by my genes. If I was to have a retard, it's the bitch's fault. And I would never let that happen. I endorse killing retards before they're born. I'm going to get a running head start. And I'm going to do like Ball Rock and Street Fighter. I'm going to do that dashing straight punch to the stomach on a bitch. No retards in my family. It ain't happening. Unless I'm making fun of that one that ain't mine.
and that's straight out of the mouth of six of the motherfucking shocker.
I just want to kick a retard in the mouth. I want to push a wheelchair fuck over a goddamn robot. I want to watch a motherfucker squirm on the floor because he can't touch his goddamn chair. He can't walk. I go, what are you doing up and down? Fuck you, veteran. Go fucking, why don't you go back to overseas and have a fucking foreign offense job and have your ass murdered? I'm sick of everybody. Disgruntled veterans, retards.
People equal and shit.
Everybody. I'm just sick of it. I basically like me and a handful of people. Even though I'm fucking rotten the goddamn box. But goddamn asshole. If I had my way, I'd go around collecting ads and strangling all these assholes one by fucking one. I'm working on a magazine, and I swear to shit, I'm going to look at the sales. And if names are missing, I'm going to find all you motherfuckers. I'm getting that 2.25 out of you, one way or the other, you fucking cheap assholes. If you have a retard kid, I'm going to go there and I'm going to beat him while you're watching me. If you have a retard kid that is 18 or someone fucking sloppy, I'm going to hoard a little retard out because retards make money on the fucking black market. I'm going to have that drooling monstrosity sucking more dick than she can handle. Fuck you, your retard kid, your retard wife. Fuck everybody.
And that's how we do it on KFYB. Wait, is this KFYB? Speaking of KFYB, man, what do you guys got going on Saturday?
I don't know. Hopefully, you're lynching a bunch of retards, fucking killing a bunch of children. Not nostalgic special. We're just going to go back in time for a bit and talk about back in the day, because apparently today ain't shit.
Take y'all back to yesteryear.
Got a bunch of commercials and all kinds of other shit.
Going back to the 80s or what?
80s, 90s, early 90s, not late, early 90s, 80s. As far back as anybody can remember, your callers, if y'all remember some shit from the 40s, 50s, call in and I'll make fun of your old crippled ass and wish a heart attack upon you. I'm going to ask you how come you're still alive and how come death hasn't embraced you yet.
Hey, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right? Same fucking number, 714-409-0548.
Every fucking Saturday, tune in, call in. And if I bring in, please say something. Don't disrespect my show by not saying shit and freezing up.
Yeah,
you
I hate that shit.
You fucking fans and supporters who call in, and when I bring in, you don't say shit because you're shy. I fucking hate you too, man.
What about the... any luck with any of them swaggots I've been sending your way on the publicist?
Two of them.
We had that one dude come on, but
I want to get more than one at one time. I want one for the first, I want one for the second. But you know what? I'm gonna give the listeners a thing. We're gonna give these swaggots a fair shake on my show. We'll bring them on and we're gonna treat them all right for the 30 seconds in order to drag them in the dirt and butcher them. Give a fuck. And this goes. I'm trying to invite everybody to the show, too, man. So if you have any other people, not just fucking swaggots, you fucking wannabe authors, you writing with tiny books, anybody else wants to come on Saturdays, we'll get a review, we'll promo your product, do whatever the fuck, and if I like you, we won't make fun of you too hard, which I probably won't, because I don't like nobody.
That's six for you. Well, take care of yourself, keep hating the world,
Oh, my God, I'm going to go fucking... I'm just going to go fucking punch a wall until my hand breaks. I'm going to go fucking go to the hospital. My hand broke. I'm going to go to the maternity ward. I'm going to beat a retard baby with my hand wrapped in a cast. That's going to be fun.
And we'll see you in about 25 to 30 years. And we'll be sending you stamps and tights.
I'll be doing my show X-ray style through a phone.
All right, brother. Be easy, man.
Fuck a retard.
Fuck. That's six. That's brother six. Well, we got one more eight track. I don't even know how to follow that. Do you, Mac J?
No, man. You know how it is, and I do a show with him every Saturday. We impress. We damn near got 6 months in on this shit. Now it don't even seem like that long, man.
You guys got 20 plus shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, massive archive of the Murder Master Music Show, KFYB. Motherfucking. I'm looking at it right now. There's 20 shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and
so,
this will be episode 23.
Yep. Yeah. Damn. It doesn't seem like it. You know what I'm saying? I got to kick back in Church of Reality. I had to get rid of it because that Dick Eklund shit fucked me up. We were supposed to have Dick Eklund on, for those of you who don't know. And at the last minute, his wonderful, I think it was a crack whore assistant, whatever, decides to tell me that, well, he don't do interviews. You know, but for 2 weeks we're promoting it. And I just said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
they were trying to hit
people up asking them if we wanted to get trained by them and shit like that. I'm like, I live in St. Louis. She's like, you never know. You might be in Boston one time. If I go to Boston, I'm going to be trying to eat some baked beans or something. I ain't going to be trying to work out and shit. I'm going to try to eat lobsters and crabs and shit.
Yeah. I ain't going over there by Dick Eklund. And, you know, trying to show a motherfucker a little love, man. And, you know, his fighter was his 15 minutes of glory. You didn't knock down Sugar Ray Leonard. It was a slip. I went back and saw the footage. You know, it was a slip. He said, it was a punch to the ribs. Yeah, I hit him right in the fucking ribs. He went down. It's like, nah, it was a slip. You threw some kind of awkward, weird fucking Irish potato-headed fucking jab, and Leonard stepped back and slipped on a fucking piece of your fucking sweat, because Irish people like to drip sweat like a fucking wet potato.
Like he was eating corned beef and cabbage or some shit.
Shout out to all the Irish people. Oh yeah, when they get to corn, think about this. You know, motherfucking, this is a nasty female right here, an Irish broad. She's drinking beer, so her panties are soaked in beer farts already. Then the bitch is eating cabbage and potatoes. Now the bitch, every time she farts, she's spraying the back of her fucking underwear like it's a fucking paintbrush. Then this bitch ain't got no teeth in her mouth, and she had about 12 beers, and you walk into the bar, and you had about 12 shots of whatever old dandy old fucking Irish drink they had that night, and you're drunk as fuck, and you wake up the next morning, and you look over, and there she is with her shitty-ass panties and saggy titties. She recently about 55 years old, too, has some crusted milk dripping out of her shit. I think at that point is when you kill yourself, because you realize, oh, my God, what did I just stick my dick in? And I think all that from Dick Eklund, you fucking Irish scumbag. Shout out to all the Irish people, though. I got a little bit of Irish in me. And when I'm with your mothers, I make sure that they all get Irish in her, too, because that's the way to do it. Fuck you, bitches. You know what I'm saying? This is, man, I got to bring back on Six, man. He's got plenty to Six. Man, what do you think of those Irish bitches that have them potatoes in their panties and the fucking corned beef and hash in their ass? What do you think of those bitches? Six has left the building. I think Six is outside pounding some poor innocent handicapped child. His mom was walking him, and Six comes out of his crib. The little kid looks at him and goes, Six just walks up to him and kicks him like a Chucky doll.
I was about to say he probably got his dog barking at people on purpose and shit.
Six kicked him smart. You know, like in the old cartoons, where you hit the rabbit in the head and he's dumb as shit. Then you hit him again with a can and he's smart as fuck.
Right.
That's what Six did. And people are going to love this shit. They're going to listen to the show. They're going to listen to all that game MCH spit, and then they're going to listen to the remaining hour and a half. Be like, what the fuck is that shit? Hey, that was the feds. But no, let's get back to this shit. We got one more track. This is MCA. The name of the song is called Big, right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Cheer. Compton official. I'm trying to make it bang like an 8K. So I spin a couple heads like a DJ. Spin a record, make it sound so easy. Hey, 8 keeping hood on GP. Say, gang of niggas talking like it's brand new. West Coast be the brand, nigga, who are you? And nigga, I ain't beefing with your punchlines. Whack niggas repping the West, we best stars fine. And that's fine by me if we got to draw some back out slowly. You in the midst of Compton's most wanted, my friend. Couple hood rat holes, niggas fresh out the pen. And then
What's left is the real West. Best get it right, ain't no fucking contest. Any episode you want it, turn the page. We even ready for it live on stage. Rough and tough like my homegirl Rage. Any one of you whack clowns, nigga, fuck the age. One by one, watch all them fall. It's kind of the real West, so fuck all y'all. Yeah.
Another day, another dollar, it's about getting money.
As I get funky on the track,
and that's the sound that the homies hear.
And I'm letting you know, no,
we was shot, so stay clear.
Damn right,
Captain Blue Stamp, nigga, oh yeah.
Word, haven't you heard?
My mind made up, I'ma keep it real street. My pants real low, hand next to the heat. Hood rat in the front seat, roll up the hash. Get a nigga real high so the car go fast. Smash through the hub on slow-mo. What you looking at? Niggas let us know. Nowadays, these niggas can't get it right. Anyways, kill it, nigga, before we take flight. Out of sight, you niggas out of your mind. Sound scans, nigga, just can't find. Check the history, the underground stats. It's real from day one, nigga, and that's that. And on that, we ain't scared of your dope fiends. It's brand new cool, nigga, in your dreams. Hey, Compton, set the record straight. I shut a nigga down, so let me demonstrate. I heard the nigga say, hey, gotta bring it back. That one-time gaffle, a Cadillac, another victim. I'm in jack mode, and you can get the duck set. Fuck a dress code, or maybe let the guns go explode. A nigga struggling, so cold. Shit, a story told, until the money fold. I'm in the hood with the work till it's all sold.
Another day, another dollar, it's about getting money.
As I get funky on the track.
And that's the sound that the homies hear.
And I'm letting you know.
We're busting shots, so nigga, stay clear.
Damn right.
Captain Blue Stamp, nigga, oh yeah.
Word.
Haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Break the notch on the beat.
Oh yeah.
Blue Stamp official. Your nigga ain't in the building. Most wanted, nigga. Chill. You hear that? I'm gonna make me some more hood shit, nigga. Keep it going.
Chill.
Clap. Gun clap. Clap. Gun clap.
That's the last song off the EP. You heard all eight of them right here. What up, man, Jay?
Yeah, that shit was tight, man.
Once again,
you played that one a little earlier, though, didn't it?
I did?
I don't know.
I might have. You know what I'm saying? Well, I play all seven of them, then.
Right, I'm about to say, well, that motherfucker's still tight, though. That's that riding one right there. I need to get that shit, because I ride to that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. The dude came through, man. He definitely showed a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? And we got another legend archived. So we're gonna keep doing what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna end this motherfucker right, man. We're gonna send this one out to Matthew Molnar, CEO of the Bad Black. Rest in peace, Matt.
Yeah, rest in peace, Matt. We love you, bro.
UGS for life.
UGS for motherfucking life.
This is your little brother, Matthew from Australia. I just want to send a shout out to see as a Bad Black, my big brother. I love you, big boss, and you're always keeping it real and doing your thing. No matter what, I'm with you till the day I die. Your music touches me, always.
God knows I miss my little brother, Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. Man, I miss my little bro, man.
why he had to go, man. They say the good die young. The last time I cried is when I lost my son. Even though I never met you, your death still affected me. You always had my back if somebody disrespected me. You like my little brother, I will cherish your memories. And to the Molders, I offer my sympathy. Matt showed us love, it's like his heart beat for us. And when he gets to heaven, I hope he speaks for us. Rest in peace to Matthew Molder. You will always be a UGS soldier. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. Dear Matthew, I spit it from the heart, bruh. When prayers told me your past, I took it hard, bruh. It was like we just spoke the other day. I wish you could've lived to see another day. You repped us, and now it's time to rep you. You kept us, I wish we could've kept you. My grandma told me, don't ever question God. But I can't lie, this pain is heavy on my heart. I'm stressing, begging God for a blessing. Please don't let my depression turn into aggression. Before I stop, there's one more thing. Queensland lost a prince, but heaven gained a king. I love you, God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place.
Little bro, it's hard to believe you're gone, man. Words can't even describe how much you meant to so many of us. You touched every single one of us, gave us inspiration and motivation. But that's not going to stop, because we're going to take you everywhere we go, little bro. No matter where we go in demolition, underground society, you're going to be right there with us. To the good and to the bad, just like you were here in life. Your spirit's going to live through us. I'll never forget you, Matthew. Man, I love you, bro. I'll see you when I get there. UGS for life.